This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
In Florida, Governor Rick Scott's Education Task Force has proposed a number of education reforms, including this controversial one. Until the unemployment rate drops, the state's public colleges and universities should incentivize students to pursue degrees most needed for Florida's job market by cutting tuition rates for majors like science, engineering, and math. Dale Brill is the head of the Education Task Force down in Florida, and he joins us from Tallahassee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, spell this idea out for me. So let's say that I am a college student or a prospective college student who is thinking about becoming a major in piano, but I then decide that it's actually cheaper for me to become, what, an engineering major?
Well, one would hope and one would expect that majors are still decided based on skill sets, passions of those students, and what they really want to be when they grow up. It is this idea, though, of tying a smarter decision-making process, because one of the observations we've made is that students and families are far removed from the examination that any economic decision of something of this magnitude that you would expect folks to have. We're trying to drive information and a market dynamic into the system where limited resources would prevent sufficient funding being applied across the institutions.
But isn't there a concern if you do something like that you're going to drive people into majors that are not their passion, that they're just going to go into something because it's cheaper and maybe they can't afford to do what they want to do and maybe what they would be best at?
Well, that's already happening. When prices are forced to be below what a market might drive, then consumers tend to make bad decisions. And so we have students across the board that are pursuing baccalaureate degrees that might be better targeted if they would look at much needed associate's degrees or certifications. And there is a huge shortage for welders, land surveyors, and those types of folks that would fall just short of that expected 4-year degree. So this idea of entering market dynamics of involving people in the decision before they make the decision to go to a 4-year school can only improve things.
Now, there are some people who would look at this and say, you're too far in the weeds on this. The bottom line is everyone should have education through college. They need that to succeed in this world. And we shouldn't be talking about whether you pay $9,000 or $10,000 a year. It should just be free. The government pays for it. The taxpayers should pay for everybody's education.
Oh, I'm completely aware of that position. I think that position is naive of the fiscal limitations of an economy that still limps along. And just to underscore, our recommendation was first, fund it. Fund higher education at the level you expect them to perform. You could stop right there, and the folks that you just identified would be completely happy with our recommendation. We went further and said, however, if that funding is not available, what do you do?
Right.
We've got competing interests throughout the state of Florida. We thought it was our duty to look a little bit deeper than the easy part, which was to say, throw more money at it.
Dale Brill, chair of Governor Rick Scott's Education Task Force, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, sir.